The budget shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security began on Saturday amid a dispute between Republicans and Democrats over the Trump administration's immigration enforcement on city streets. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries posted a statement on Instagram.
It's official. Donald Trump and Republicans have shut down parts of the federal government once again. Why has this happened? It's because Democrats have demanded bold, meaningful, and dramatic change to ICE before any DHS funding bill can move forward.
With Congress in recess until next week, both sides appear dug into their positions. The stalemate affects several agencies in the Department of Homeland Security, including the Transportation Security Administration, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the Coast Guard, and the Secret Service. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the focus of the debate, is not really hit by the shutdown because it got funding from Trump's big spending cut law from last year. Democrats are pushing for reforms to ICE in the wake of the killings of two protest observers, Alex Pretty and Renee Good. Some Republicans say they can agree to Democrats' demands that agents use judicial warrants and wear body cameras, but they balk at requiring federal agents to remove their masks and wear identification. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer calls the mask and body camera demands common sense proposals, saying in a CNN interview Saturday that ICE is rogue, out of control. But the White House has dismissed Democrats' proposals. The news outlet Politico quotes a White House official as saying the parties are still pretty far apart. The official, speaking under anonymity, added, "The administration also remains committed to carrying out the president's promise to enforce federal immigration law." With lawmakers out of town until next Monday, there's no end in sight for the partial shutdown. According to House Democratic Leader Jeffries, Democrats remain united in their demands.
"We believe that your taxpayer dollars should be used to make your life more affordable, not to brutalize or kill American citizens. We are in this fight until we win this fight."
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.